The survey company Morning Consult polled registered voters across the country from October to December about their approval or disapproval of their governor. In South Dakota, 43% say they approve of the job Kristi Noem is doing. 45% say they disapprove. That ranks Noem as the sixth least popular governor in America, according to Morning Consult. Noem's spokeswoman responded with a written statement. It says, quote, "The 2016 election showed us the soundness of D.C. pollsters. With just a year under her belt, Governor Noem has accomplished a lot on behalf of hardworking South Dakotans. As she outlined in her State of the State address, she is looking forward to building on that success in 2020. End quote. The comment about the soundness of D.C. pollsters is a sarcastic take on polls that showed Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump. Morning Consult acknowledges a 3 percentage point margin of error in its polling on Noem. John Schaff, a political science professor at Northern State University, says Noem is capable of improving her poll numbers.
I think that Kristi Noem is a very talented politician, and in some ways it mirrors her first couple years in Congress, where her first term was a bit rough. She stubbed her toe a couple times. We might recall that when she first went to Congress, she did not get put on the Agriculture Committee, and she got some grief about that and corrected it. But I think after that, she became a much better legislator, and maybe the same thing is going to happen here.
Schaff blames what he calls unforced errors for Noem's poll numbers. He says those errors include her widely mocked advertising campaign to raise awareness about methamphetamine use, her veto of a hemp legalization bill that many lawmakers in her own party supported, and a raise she gave to her daughter, who was on the governor's staff. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.